Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday. Republicans in the House and Senate are bracing for a possible flurry of investigations next year by House Democrats directed at the president.
Congressman Jim Jordan says Republicans should fight attempts from Democrats to investigate the Trump administration.
They've got 80 investigations teed up, and we're going to have to be prepared with the right attitude to come to this town and fight.
Senate Majority Whip John Thune says he hopes Democrats will work with Republicans to get things done,
rather than spending all their time launching investigations.
House Democrats are reportedly planning to probe President Trump's impact on the integrity of the Justice Department and the FBI. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Supporters of the Starlight Drive-In are facing a new challenge after the theater's projectors have been sold. Wichita City Councilmember James Clendenin says the two high-definition projectors worth about $75,000 each.
Obviously, the projectors being sold is a major issue, a hurdle. I still have some hope that someone in the community would like to purchase this drive-in and preserve an iconic quality of life amenity.
Clendenin says he doesn't know what the city's involvement could be, but says Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell has been supportive of keeping the drive-in open. The family of a woman slain in Kansas by a man who wanted to kill Jews has settled a lawsuit.
Terry Lamanno was killed in 2014 outside the Village Shalom Care Center in Overland Park. The terms of the settlement with Walmart over the sale of the shotgun used in the shooting were not disclosed. Lamanno was shot by an avowed neo-Nazi, Glenn Miller Jr. Miller was a felon who couldn't legally buy a gun. The lawsuit alleges that someone else bought the weapon for him at a Walmart store in Republic, Missouri. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
The latest economic outlook for Kansas, released last week by the Consensus Revenue Estimators, predicted a good economic outlook for the state. Economist Michael Austin with the Kansas Policy Institute is skeptical.
Why did God create state economic forecasters? The answer is to make meteorologists look good. The CRE believes Kansas families are going to see incomes grow by an absurdly high 6.5% rate on top of whatever they already guessed for fiscal year 2019. Now, I don't think let alone most tax-paying Kansans, will see my paycheck or our paychecks bump up an extra 6.5%.
Austin says things are getting better, but not as quickly as this forecast makes out. Now look at this weather forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The average temperature in Wichita this time in November is 60, and so far our average this month has been 49. So you can tell we've been in quite a cold snap. Things finally start to return to normal again later on this afternoon. Sunny and 56 for the high, clear and 31 tonight, Friday's high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy sky, south wind at 9 miles per hour, and 28 degrees. 8:33 now, Stephen Ted in the morning, and it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, and he's going to start off talking about the old tube. That's right, the TV.
Yeah, let's get our TV news concerning the Mandalorians and Jack Reacher.
I'm Michelle Polino. Gina Carano has joined the cast of The Mandalorian, Disney's upcoming live-action Star Wars TV show from Jon Favreau. The series, which is set in the time period between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, follows a Boba Fett-like character described as a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic. Now, in Star Wars lore, Mandalorians made the armor that bounty hunter Boba Fett and his father Jango Fett wore in the films. The series, which doesn't yet have a premiere date, will air on Disney's upcoming streaming service, Disney Plus. That will launch at the end of 2019. Jack Reacher may be headed to television. The man who penned the Jack Reacher book series, Lee Child, said that there is a deal in place to turn the novels into a TV series, although the star of the films, Tom Cruise, will not be a part of the TV series. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
I don't know what she was talking about. She was naming characters I didn't recognize, so...
Well, maybe,
I'm not into Star Wars.
I know. Maybe it's not for you.
Well, that background she had in it,
that was good.
Sounded like somebody's tummy was growling.
Well, maybe so. Let's take a look at one new movie and take a focus.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Sean Anders, writer and director of the upcoming comedy Instant Family. The movie follows a couple who decide to foster three children and overnight become parents to a teen and her two siblings. It was inspired by Sean's real-life experiences of adopting.
I was not into it at first, but then we started talking about it and we looked at some websites and then we went to an orientation, so all exactly like the movie.
Sean invited real adoptive families on set to help get the story right.
I think the entire cast was learning more and more about foster care and adoption as we went through, but then they were also getting the opportunity to meet these families. You know, in the scenes where you see other families in the background, oftentimes those families are real adoptive families that came out for the movie.
The movie is a balance of heart and humor, which Sean hopes will inspire moviegoers.
Yeah, it's a difficult transition to make, and it can be a little crazy, but when you settle into it, you can have an absolutely beautiful family just like I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Netflix is getting into the business of music competition.
Netflix announcing Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. will host the series called Rhythm and Flow, acting as judges to find the next breakout hip-hop star. The streaming service's first music competition show. All three performers taking to Instagram to promote details. Cardi B asking the next generation of talent, do you have what it takes? T.I. telling fans,
I ain't really gonna talk you to death about it. I'm gonna just let you know that this is gonna be a different approach than anything you've ever seen before.
Chance posting the trio is looking for unsigned, dedicated, and ready performers, encouraging those interested to check out rhythmandflowauditions.com. Rhythm and Flow set to debut on Netflix next year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
So I'm not clear on this. Is it Cardi V or Cardi B?
I believe that would be B.
B as in boy. Cardi
That's correct.
B.
Yeah.
Okay, I just needed to know that.
Big Cardi B fan?
No.
Just want to know, just for
know.
General
just
information.
Curious, so you know.
So you can chat it up with your homies.
Oh, yeah, with my grandkids.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I was listening to some Cardi B the other day.
I'll never get tired of hearing you say stuff like that. Chris Stapleton's Broken Halos grabbed Song of the Year at the 52nd Annual CMA Awards on ABC last night. Said he did not do it alone.
I didn't expect this one. Man, thank you. So many great songs in that category. And I wrote this one with one of my dear friends and heroes, Mr. Mike Anderson.
Audio courtesy of the Country Music Association and ABC. Stapleton's Broken Halos beat Midland's Drinking Problem and Jason Aldean's Drowns the Whiskey, among others. Jason Aldean, another one of your favorites.
Yeah, yeah. Jason.
The Country Music Awards last night.
Al Green.
The stars shine for John Legend and Chrissy Teigen in their Christmas special.
The guest list for John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, A Legendary Christmas is Growing, as Stevie Wonder, Kenan Thompson, and Zach Galifianakis are on board to appear on the show, according to The Wrap. All these things and more. Wonder will join Legend on What a Christmas Means to Me, a song Stevie made famous, and Legend covers on his latest, A Legendary Christmas. The show will include performances of other songs from Legend's new album released October 26th and appearances by the couple's friends and family, as well as other well-known personalities. A Legendary Christmas with John and Chrissy airs November 28th at 10 on NBC. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
40 years ago today, out in Wichita movie theaters, The Lord of the Rings, the animated version from the late 1970s, adaptation of the Lord of the Rings, some of the Fellowship of the Ring, the first half of the Two Towers, set in Middle Earth. Of course, Peter Jackson would go on to actually make the trilogy 30 years later, but this was kind of the first.
This is the one about the boys who are on a desert island and they resort to cannibalism.
That is not correct. That's Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies.
Talking about the Lord of the Rings. John Hurt, Anthony Daniels among the voices in this one. Anthony Daniels, C-3PO.
Oh, yeah.
Did an interview in the KNSS studio
That's
with us
true.
Several years
yes.
ago. Yep. The Lord of the Rings came out 40 years ago today.
Lord of the Flies.
Tyrone Power.
Oh,
actor,
boy.
He died 60 years ago on this day in 1958.
You know what they used to say? They used to, young Bob Dole reminded people of Tyrone Power.
Yeah.
Dark haired, dark
handsome,
eyes.
Yeah.
Very handsome
guy.
Yeah.
Huge movie star. It was 60 years ago on this day that he and his wife, they were in Madrid, in Spain, filming the movie Solomon and Sheba.
Power had already filmed about 75% of the movie when he died of a massive heart attack.
Oh,
he was filming a sword fight, kind of a duel with George Sanders. They played brothers in the movie, and during that sword fight, Power dropped dead, heart attack.
Wow.
At the age of 44. He died on the way to they were taking him to a hospital in Madrid, and he passed away.
I think about him, I think of Witness.
Witness for the prosecution.
Which he's never seen.
Yep.
Wow.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
And he was...
How old was he when he died?
44.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And his wife was 7 months pregnant. She gave birth to their child 2 months later.
Wow.
After he passed away. If you adjust the money for inflation, Tyrone Power is one of the top 100 box office moneymakers of all time.
Don't doubt. He was big.
He was in a lot of big stuff. One of my favorites, too, is...
Was he in Snows of Kilimanjaro? Or was that somebody else?
Was that Gregory Peck? I don't know.
It was The Razor's Edge.
The Long Gray Line, The Razor's Edge. Yeah. I love The Razor's Edge. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Tyrone Power.
He passed away 60 years ago.
That's a great name.
On this day. Actually, it is a good name.
Should have that name on there. Tyrone Power. Be Tyrone and Ted.
25 years ago on this day, the Disney Channel series, The New Mickey Mouse Club, announced some new cast members.
Okay.
They included Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, and Christina Aguilera.
How about that?
All unknowns, of course, at the time.
Oh,
they were all just little kids, and they all have had
the talent.
Massive, massive entertainment careers.
Yeah.
But they joined The New Mickey Mouse Club 25 years ago on this day. Let's check in with some yucks. How about The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC?
Over the weekend, a man in New Jersey was charged with a DUI, and he told police that the reason he drank so much is because the Jets suck. That story again, a man in New Jersey has been drunk for 50 years.
And Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
Congratulations are in order for former bachelor Ari Loyandyke Jr. and his fiancée Lauren, who are expecting, you're not going to believe this one, a child. I know it. The birth will be broadcast live on The Bachelor after the epidural. Of course, it's still too early to know if the baby is coming for the right reasons, but they are very hopeful. All he knows is that the child will be the sole property of ABC Television and its affiliates. It's going to be so sweet 10 years from now when they finally tell the kid, Daddy met Mommy in a group of 25 mommies, proposed to one of them, then dumped her, and picked your mommy, and you were born.
Well,
okay.
That's not far off at all.
Okay.
There you go. And a couple of birthdays today to finish up. Singer Petula Clark is 86 today.
Downtown.
Great song.
She was a child star in England.
Yes, she was.
On movies and TV. Yeah.
Yep.
Downtown.
She put out
Don't
some great
sleep
music
in the subway.
She put out some good music back in the day.
You bet.
And a happy birthday to actor Ed Asner, who is 89 today.
Yeah. Well-known liberal.
Yeah.
Great actor. What, University of Missouri, isn't that where he graduated?
I believe you're correct. Yeah.
Ed Asner.
Yeah. Ed Asner.
Mr. Grant.
89 today. And then entertainment news for the day brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Visited by Steve McIntosh last
Shelley
night.
Shelley and I had the hoagie and the baked spaghetti. You can't go wrong.
So if you want to be just like Steve and Shelley, you got to get yourself over to Pizza John's in Derby. They're right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
The Priests are coming to the Orpheum Theater November 23rd. Three singing priests. They do a great musical show internationally known. I have two tickets right now.
Ooh.
Go see The Priest plus a $20 gift card from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. The Priest. Call now, 869-1330. 869-1330.
We'll have a winner.
A city in Oklahoma offering incentives to attract workers. That story with Bill Roy coming up on the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted on KNSS.